Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Bill Miller from Redeemer Evangelical Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York, and I am your pastor of the day. I'm looking at miracles that Jesus did in the New Testament to see if there might be some lessons in these miracles for us. I want to start with one that we're most familiar with, the Christmas story. I call this a Holy Spirit miracle. From Luke chapter 1, in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." The Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary. Jesus was God and man, from the Holy Spirit and from Mary. He had to be God and man. He had to be God to have the authority to forgive us of our sins. He had to be man in order to come and relate to us. He was always both God and man, God from the Holy Spirit, man from Mary. What's the lesson here? Jesus is the Son of God. Another miracle, healing blind Bartimaeus. I call this a persistence rewarding miracle. From Mark chapter 10, "Then they came to Jericho as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, that is, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.' Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' Bartimaeus shouted, and then he ran to him." Jesus heals him. What's the lesson here for us? Run to Jesus no matter what others say. You might be the only person saved in your family, and your family might be saying, "Don't go after this religious stuff." You might have friends that don't know Christ, and yet you do. And they're saying, "Don't waste your time following after a religion like that." We need to follow after Jesus. If we have to scream, if we have to run, we need to do that in spite of whatever anybody else says. One more, the resurrection of Jesus, perhaps the most exciting miracle for us as Christians. I call it a life-giving miracle. From 1 Peter 1, 3 through 4, it says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you." This is the new birth. This is a living hope, the hope of eternal life in Christ because of his resurrection. What lesson is here for us? All praise and glory to Jesus Christ, our Savior. Friends, this has been Pastor Bill Miller from Redeemer Evangelical Covenant Church, your pastor of the day. Our church can be found at myredeemer.com. You can send me a personal email at pastorbill@myredeemer.com. God bless you. Have a great day.